British author George MacDonald Fraser, author of the Flashman series of books, has died. Fraser took the bully from the 19th century classic Tom Brown's School Days and turned him into a soldier in the British Army. Jesse Scheidlauer, an editor of the Oxford English Dictionary, is one of the many people who loved the Flashman books.
Tom Brown's School Days, the dull but enormously influential 1857 novel by Tom Hughes, portrays, among other things, a young schoolboy tormented by a handsome, sadistic bully. It took George MacDonald Fraser, who died yesterday at the age of 82, to realize that the greatest character in the book is not Tom Brown himself. Tom is an everyman to illustrate the themes of Christian morality and good comradeship that were the point of Hughes' novel. Rather, as with Satan in Paradise Lost, it is the bully Flashman who provides the most excitement. Flashman's role in the book is limited to serving as Tom's nemesis, so that Tom and his friend Harry East could defeat him by working together and supporting each other. Flashman, a minor character, is eventually expelled for drunkenness. But Fraser elevated Flashman into one of the great anti-heroes in literature, in a series of 12 historical novels published from 1969 onwards. In the first novel, written in a 90-hour caffeine and cigarette-fueled jag, Flashman joins the British Army and finds a socially fashionable regiment that was unlikely to see combat. Through a series of misadventures involving seduction, bribery, and cowardice, he finds himself in Afghanistan. In the First Anglo-Afghan War, he does his best in every case to flee, shirk his duty, hide, and otherwise avoid conflict and danger. In the end, he is the last survivor of an attack in which he attempts to surrender the British flag. Knocked unconscious, he is found wrapped in the flag by the rescuing troops and is feted as a hero. This is the pattern throughout all the novels. Flashman attempts to run away, yet becomes the hero, all other witnesses having been killed. He participates in many of the major military events of the 19th century, including the Charge of the Light Brigade, the European Revolutions of 1848, the Second Opium War in China, the invasion of Abyssinia in 1868, even the Battle of Little Bighorn on a U.S. visit. He wins honors and medals. He sleeps with every woman he encounters, some 480 by his own estimate. He is a self-acknowledged cad and scoundrel, yet is skilled with the sword when pressed and picks up a dozen languages with ease. Fraser, himself a veteran, wrote the novels as if they were selections from Flashman's own memoirs, with notes that led many early reviewers to take the novels as fact, much to Fraser's delight. Fraser had worked as a journalist for 20 years before starting the Flashman series. His works include other historical novels and the script of the James Bond movie Octopussy. But it is the unrepentant rogue, coward, and braggart, Brigadier General Sir Harry Paget Flashman, we will remember. I lead a staid life, job, wife, and kids, but I still want to be Harry Flashman. All my friends want to be Harry Flashman. Thank you, George MacDonald Fraser, for Harry Flashman.
George MacDonald Fraser, the author of the Flashman books, died yesterday at the age of 82. Jesse Scheidlauer is an editor at the Oxford English Dictionary.